Shu. Yud Dalet Shvat He Tov Shlam Ches,
January 22nd, 1978,
and Sunday.
Understand, as to why it's when in the hand is not moving good at the very outset, but it can become revoked as a result of a tachochet. That is, if it's a new circumstance, he became a safer later on. But if he was a safer at the time when that idea was the communism, then we don't have to resort to Atachochem. But according to Chachomim, so Benelev, even Atachochem isn't effective. So when is Atachochem effective? When it's not Benelev, that he was a safer, but he didn't know, then we don't have to resort to any Atachochem. Then it's Toyes Mikre. So the Asam Rishem will say that there is a kind of Benelev that Chachomim are made that can be used as a Pesach. But we have to resort to a tachochem, and that is if it's likely to occur. In other words, if the new circumstance is something that was predictable at the time of the event, I mean, it was predictable by a reasonable person, not by a person who has imagination, so he can predict anything. So in other words, if it was likely to occur, so then even the Chachomim are made that can be used as Pesach. If, let's say, that person happened to be living in such an environment where one could have predicted that in a year later or a month later he would become a Zeifer, so then even according to the Chachomim, it could be used as a Neilet, as a Pesach. So when do the Chachomim say it cannot be used as a Pesach if it couldn't have been predicted before? So in other words, according to these Rishonim, so we understand as to when a Pesach can be used, and what we have to resort to Pesach, and when we don't have to resort even to Pesach, and when a Pesach is not in effect. In other words, according to Chachamim, it's as follows. So there are three situations. If it is a new circumstance that could have been predicted, so then the Chachamim said Pesach couldn't be effective. And if it is something that existed at the time when he was oblivious of it, he wasn't cognizant of it, then we don't have to resort to Chochem. But if it was a new circumstance, but it was predictable, so then Motsu Liois, if it's Motsu Liois, so then according to Chachomim, it can be Nita, but we must resort to Pesach. Alright, then there is another Shabbos Rishayim who say that it doesn't make any difference. Any neilet, even something that is motzo, any new circumstance that takes place, that develops after the neder, even though it could have been predictable, so according to Chachomim, it could not be used as itzach. So, when could something be used as itzach? If the circumstance existed at the time of the neder. But if it existed at the time of the neder, then it shouldn't even require a tachochem. The answer is, it all depends. If there is a mistake as to the identity of the person, so then it doesn't require a tachochem. But if there is any mistake as to a certain fact, but there is no mistake as to the identity of the person, so then it's not muter. It's not null and void by itself, but it requires a tachochem. Then the Shitas Rambam in Pirusha Mishnah in Nozi of Achlamed Veis, even though the Rambam in Pirusha Mishnah in Nidorim and the Mishnah of Samardalet and Nidorim is to the contrary, but the Shitas Rambam is in the Mishnah in Nozi of Achlamed Veis is that the whole machlekes between Reb Lezer and the Chachonim as whether Pesrim the Neilet in Pesrim is not whether a new circumstance can be used as a Pesach. Everybody agrees that a new circumstance can be used as a Pesach. On the contrary, that's the situation where we have to resort to Et HaChochem and can be used as a Pesach. But Reb Lezer, when he says Pesach Mineilev, he holds, according to the Rambam, Pesach Mishnah, Nozal Avamid Veiz, that even if it's a new circumstance, so then the Neder is null and void at the very outset. It doesn't require Et HaChochem. That, let's say, if Reuven said he asks the Anoyah from Shimon, and then later on Shimon became a Sefer, so Reb Lezer says Pesach Mineilev, don't even require Et HaChochem. So the Chacham said, in Pesach Mineilev, it's not bottled by itself, but it certainly can be used as a Pesach and be there. Through Et HaChochem. That's the Shittas Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah in Ozia, but the Rambam in the Chacham, and the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah in Dori doesn't agree. So they are three Shittas Rishon. Right. So, according to Rav Aseh, in Chacham Rashoy Elahatir, Elokein Arbor Nidorim Alol, only on the Pesach can be made. Because somebody pays for the Chavot. Who does the Kavit Rabuni? Omale, Ripcha Loch, your heart is on you. I mean, what does it mean? So we'll see. Omale, Leib, no, Vishal. Alright, now let's see the Ram. Omale, Ripcha Loch, claim a hoyo, Ripcha Miyushe, or Lecho Bishosh and Tarto, whether you had peace of mind. וגם עכשיו אין חוטאי בנדריכו עדיי, אלו שמיים זה ואילך, אתו רצל אקרי, וי חווה כהגבנה לחרות המקרה, לחרות המקור, מינות, אוי לא יהיו ליפחו מיושב הולכו, שמתיך כעס נודע אותו, ועכשיו אתו תהי על רשייס. הנה מה, ליפחו שאוי הולכו בשעו שנדע אותו הולכו עדיין, שרצה אתו בנדריכו עד עכשיו, אלו שמיים זה ואילך אתו מסחרת. If the Ram didn't have to lishen es alayim, so if he had just the first lashon, so we would know what he means. If he had just the second, we would know what he means. But since he has two lishen es, and both lishen es seem to be the same thing, so what is the difference between the first lashon and the second lashon? Now one could say the first lashon means claim a hoyo lipchom yushe b'lachshon v'gam achshav v'inchotei b'nivecho adayei elo shemiyim ze ve'elech aritzel akrei. That according to first lashon, so when can he not be matir on the basis of charote if the lady doesn't ask that the chochem should be eikel l'mafreya, but the lady asks that the chochem should be eikel l'kamahar. So then I mean, it's in the poshut that he cannot be, because so then it has nothing to do. With the shayla, whether it is a proper harote or it's not a proper harote. The Ram says the reason is why the chochem cannot be ate here, the harote mi'korabim. If this is what the Ram means in the first lashon, that in the case where the shayel, the neder, says to the chochem, I took a certain neder, and I want you to annul the neder mi'kalahab. So then it goes without saying that he cannot be ate here. Because the halacha is that the chochem can only be eikel if the neder is nishal. So what does it mean nishal? Now there is no such thing as a chochem being eikel kamahav. A baal can be made from kamahav, megas guys. But a chochem is eikel mafreya. Either is eikel mafreya or whatever he says is null and void. The chochem's ator. So if this is what Ram means in the first wash. He means that the Sheol says to the Chochem, I don't want that you should be accurate retroactively, Limafreya, that you should revoke the letter Limafreya, but I want you that you should revoke it because have it. So then, why does the Ram have to say, the Charotemi Korabina? So it's not because Charotemi Korabina, because he was in Plisha. Nishal means he has to be Nishal for Akir. But if he says to the Chochem, no, don't be Akir, just be mad. Be mad to me, give me a dispensation on the Yisalem that the Chochem cannot do. The whole Keach of the Chochem is to be Akir, Limafreya, not to give a dispensation on the Yisalem. So if this is what the Ram means, Shmiyim el shmiyim zemin hatorit el akrei the sheir es the neder es the chochem should be eikam kam habe. Then we don't have to resort to the fact that we harote mikre the harote mikor minon. But there is no shaila, not because there is no harote. There is no shaila. Shaila means that the neder asks the chochem that the chochem should do what the chochem is capable of doing. What is the chochem capable of doing? To be matam kalahabe? That kind of ikiyachi doesn't have. To be ikal mafreya. But, so obviously the Ram doesn't mean when he says, Elohim Yim Zeveile Hatorei Tzel Akrei, that the neder is sheil the chochem, that the chochem should only be ikal kalahabe. That goes without saying that it's no good. But, so then there is no shayla. But he means he means that he asks that the chochem should be ekel mafreya, that the chochem should be ekel mafreya. So why does he say v'yahavnekaydavne luchavotem mikreid chavotem mikorabino? But if he asks, he says, I took a certain letter, and I have chavot, and I want you to be eikel mafreya. So if he wants him to be eikel mafreya, so why isn't it chavot mikoret? Then he says, not a loshin. He says, iname liproshoy alecho bishoshen odarto hu alecho adayim shavei tzato benidcho adachsho. Elo shemiyim ze veileich atom ischavati. So that's not a loshin. Now. Now, this iname is in line with what the Ram said before, that the real chavote is in the way to should be a shiur in this little El Shuena, Akshov mitichatas or mit nemiyir usadarti, v'yachshov anu mischaret al shendarti meilom. So then there is chavote mikore. But if he says, I only have chavote mikam habe, it's not that I have remorse, I regret the fact that I took the neder. But I just, now I have charote, but I don't have remorse for what I did. So then it's not charote mikom. So then the second loshen we understand. But what is the first loshen? So it seems, and you will see it from other Rishayim too, that there is, we'll soon see it in the next piece of Gemara, that there seems to be machlekes Rishayim, if we say that the chochem can be matter on the basis of charote. Does it mean that the chochem can be matir on the basis of charote just if the neder tells best the chochem, I'm sorry, I regret it. I regret the fact that I took an effort. Miko, without explaining why, the time, why I regret it. Just I regret it. So it seems that according to some Rishayim, so if we say that a chochem can be matir on the basis of charote, so the neder doesn't even have to say why he regrets it. He regrets it. Sometimes a person is sorry, he doesn't even know why he's sorry. This happens. So, especially among the moody people. So they are sorry, they don't even know why they are sorry. So the question is, if let's say somebody took a neder, and then he has chavote. And he has chavote mikore. He's sorry that he took the net. But he doesn't know, he doesn't explain to the chochem why he's sorry. Why this change of heart? Sorry means there is a change of heart. He doesn't explain why. He just sorry. He feels that way. Why? He doesn't know. So it appears that according to some Rishayim, it's also chavote. As long as he has chavote mikore. In other words, not if the person says, I'm not sorry I took the net. I'm very happy that I took the neder. But I want you now, chochem, to be a character of affair. But I'm not sorry what I did. I'm glad that I did what I did. But I want you to be a character. So then it's not chavote mikore. But suppose he is chavote mikore. I mean, he says that he is sorry that he took the neder. But he doesn't explain why this change of heart. He's just sorry that he took the neder. So it appears that according to some Rishayim, This is also considered in Uddhavate. And the Chacham can be matir, according to Mandoma, that Chavote is a ground for Hetachochem. And according to other Rishayim, so even the Mandoma who says that Chavote is a ground for Hetachochem, so he has to explain what the Chavote means, a change of heart. Why he has a change of heart? Now, when the Ran mentioned before, the first piece, he says, so here he gives explanation. He doesn't find the Pesach. But in other words, he explains why he's sorry. Because he points out to the Chochem, the reason is why I'm sorry, because at the very outset when I took the Neder, I was under the impact of certain emotions. Kas, sine, of, I mean what, certain emotions. And now, I am not under the impact. So that's why I'm sorry. So I mean, I realize that I just acted hastily and emotionally. That's not the Pesach. Pesach means, he points out in an intellectual way exactly why he acted that way, because he was ignorant of something. And had he not been ignorant, he wouldn't have taken a neder. That's Pesach. But suppose it's not that he discovered a new circumstance of which he was not cognizant until now. No, there is no new circumstance of which he was not cognizant. He was cognizant of all the circumstances. He didn't discover a new fact that he didn't know before. But before he was under the impact of emotions, now he's not under the impact of emotions anymore. The wrath subsided, so Mimele is sorry. So then he explains his charot. He explained his charot. Now, the first portion, the Rani, Omri Lipro Lechot Lema. Hoyo lipcho mi yushof alecho bishor she nedarto v'gam achshof in choteir b'nidr cho adayei elo she miyem ze veileich ato reitze lakche. So in other words, it's not, you're not a teir b'nidr cho. It's not that you realize what was the matter with him. He just started that he did it. But he doesn't explain it. He doesn't explain it how he did it then. And why he's sorry now? He's just sorry. So then, even according to the Gemara, the Mandoma, that Pesachim b'charote, that charote can be used as a ground for it there, but that is not considered as a charote. A charote without a perush, a charote that is not mivurer, an obscure charote is not a charote. A charote has to be mivurer. You'll soon see, I mean, how the Ran himself uses the washing. The charotos and his barrels. So, a charote that is not mivurer, an obscure charote, is not a charote. Is not a charote. Iname, then the second washing. Liprojo elcho bishoshena darato, hu alecho adayim, shereitzato benidrcho adachshot, elmshinim zeveilechato mischarabe. So then it isn't charote. If he doesn't have charote at all, as to why he did it. But he just wants the Chochem to be Hikal Mafreya. But I have no Chavote. I'm glad that I took the Neder when I took the Neder. I'm very happy that I did. But I want you, Chochem, to be Hikal Mafreya. Then it isn't good. But if he says, I'm sorry, I feel very bad that I took the Neder. But I don't know why I felt that way at that time and I felt differently now. I don't know. So then it is a heart. Only when he is not sorry for the fact that he took a neder, then it isn't charote. But if he is sorry, even if the charote is not explained by him, it's obscure charote. It's not mivura by him. He doesn't know why now he feels this way and at the time of neder he felt different. He doesn't know. He doesn't say, even if he knows. So. In other words, charote has to be spelled out. So even if in his heart he knows, but as long as he doesn't tell it before medicine, so it's considered as if he himself doesn't know. So no. So in other words, so that's the difference between the two Lishinis in the Ram. According to the first Lashon in the Ram, so not only the case where the Neder is not sorry for having taken the Neder, so there cannot be an Neder Chochem. Then of course there cannot be an Neder Chochem. But even if he is sorry that he took the Neder, but if the Chavotah is not his body, so it's not considered as a real Chavotah, as a basis for Neder Chochem. According to the second Lashon, when the Chochem can be Matir, if he doesn't have Chavotah Mikore, he's not sorry for taking the Neder, he just wants the Chochem to be Matir. But you Matir L'Mafreya, I mean to make L'Mafreya, but he is not sorry for what he did. He's glad that he did what he did, but he wants the Chochem now to annul it retroactively. Then it isn't Chavotah. But if he is sorry, even though it's an obscurity, he doesn't know himself why he feels now differently than he felt at that time, it's still Chavotah. That's the difference between the two sheets. Alright. So, Ahud Osar Yame, the Rabbune, Omer Lipcha Loch, Omer Eloi, Visham. So it is a good Chavot. Ahud Osar Yame, the Rabbi Barabun, Omer Eloi. אם הוא היו עשור בני אודם שפייסיכו בייסישו, מי נודע אותו? Suppose there had been, at the time of the Neder, there had been before you 10 people who would have tried to appease you. Would have tried to appease you. Would you have taken the Neder? Omer Eloi, no. Then I wouldn't have taken the Neder. And the only reason as to why I took that Neder is because at that time I was laboring under the impact of my emotions, and there weren't 10 people who tried to make me feel good, who tried to appease me. That's the reason I was under the impact of emotions. That's the reason as to why I took the Neder. I took the Neder. So he was mocking. Now, this cannot... Tiny, again, Tiny, Rabbi Yudaymer, Emily Lodov, Leib Zeolecho, Imom Alav Matir Nisi. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzhak, Imam Shimovi, Emily Lodov. Ilu hoyo asorot niyodo. Shifa isucha beze shoh, mino daoto, Imom Alav, Matir Nisi. So there are several Gyosoids. There is one Girsay that just like our Girsay. Then there is another Girsay. Yilohoyo, now let's see. Yilohoyo asobis vasicho kosovar in peischim chavot. Vike de goris kosovar peischim chavot. Vakole yotamel. Alright, let's see the man. Omaleiloi, keloima, shaloi mitechi shaladas nodarti mitchilo. Ulficho chanim mischari, kishnodarti meyu, umishimoche shari, umiu. דאַפט בחרות את מיקורי כעיקר, אבל בחרות את ההשתלוי, ואפילו אם עמדו מה פייסחי, בחרות דיו את אימו אחר, מה אם ישתלי פייסחי? דימש מדיבז מפייסחי לי, ורבו לא מלא למי שאומי למהו לא עוזר לקמי, דיבה לי כאילו שהוא ישי להתה, מסחר אותו יועל נדרי, מי מכם ואיליך, ולא מלא למי שאומי לי בחלות, אלא בדם שלא יסע לי בחרות את ההשתלי, אלא בחרות את מיקורי הרש, שאול נכנע לי שצנדו את, דרן is pointing out that when can a chochem be matir? Not every time the neder asks the chochem to be eikar mafreya. Only if the neder tells the chochem that he is sorry, mikore, and the whole thing that it happened. But suppose the neder tells the chochem, I'm not sorry that the neder, but I would like that you should be eikar mafreya. So then it's certainly no chavot. It's certainly no chavot. אילו הוא יעזור מאוד לשווה איסוך, כוסובר עם פייסחי בחרות, ואי כדיבוריס כוסובר פייסחי בחרות, ויחתרו לו תמר, ויחתרו לו תמר, in other words, so, there are three gersoids, in other words, one gersoid is, just as it is mentioned here, אילו הוא יעזור מאוד לשווה איסוך, או באיזה שום מנדל, טוב, לא אלוהי מיתירו, doesn't say anything, Kosova Pesim Chavot, Kosova Ein Pesim Chavot. Then there is a Girsay, Kosova Pesim Chavot. Then there is a girl say, Kosabara you pays him for the. So the Ram says, in regard to the two Yosois, one being Kosovare Pesim Harote, and the other girl say, Kosova Pesim Harote, they, it's Eloi and Echad. We can go with Kosova Pesim Harote. The Akeo Tamer, with Shinian Ze, we will hold you Yud Neodo, Gora mi Pesach, we hold it Meharote. Gora mi Pesach, so Pesach it isn't. Because if it would be, let's say, this kind of case, somebody took an Eda, he answered, let's say, Hanoi from certain people, because he was under the impact of emotions. Then 10 of his friends came to his house and they spoke to him, and they talked with him, they appeased him. And then he comes to the Chochem and he says, had I known at the time I took the Neder that 10 of my friends would come and talk to me nicely and appease me, I wouldn't have taken it. The only reason is that why I took it there, because at that time I was so lonely. I didn't think that there would be 10 who would come and talk to me nicely and appease me. So then it would be Pesach. But here, the 10 didn't show up. Even after the Neder, the 10 didn't show up. But it was talking in the subjunctive. In other words, suppose 10 would have appeased you at that time, you have taken an Eda. So he said, no, I wouldn't have taken an Eda. But did 10 show up and appease him and try to appease him after an Eda? No. So it's not the Pesach. Pesach means that he mentions a certain circumstance. He discovered a new circumstance. Whether the new circumstance developed later on and objectively it existed, and even objectively it didn't exist before, or he discovered a new circumstance that objectively existed all the time, but subjectively it was discovered to him. But that's a Pesach, when there is a new circumstance. There's a new circumstance. But here, there is no new circumstance. He was just talking in the subjunctive. If 10 would have appeased me, I wouldn't have taken it. But 10 didn't show up at that time and didn't show up after the Neder. And they still didn't show up. So, Memele, it's not a Pesach. So, on what basis were the Chachomim matter the Neder? On the basis of Chavot. So, Monif Shachiv is on the basis of Chavot. So, why did he have to talk in a roundabout way? He should have asked him. So, you have Chavot or you don't have Chavot, that's all. So this is what he explains. So, Kosovar in Pesach Chavot, the Vikedi Gores Kosovar Pesach Chavot, the Hakel El Tamech, the Vishin and Zedi, or you know, the Gora Mi Pesach, it's not the Pesach, the Odech Chavot. Gora Mi Pesach, Mishin Doi, Achshav Yud Neyot. She Pasu, the name of Pesach Bali Habe, she will you there, came or you're not there. The Odech Chavot, Mishum, the Chavot, a great thing, a big issue minion, the Atzme Shemach Mosin, or you're not there, Pesishov. Vizeo Yo Batzme, וזהו ידיה בעצמי, הביאת פמי, מקסיק רצ'י, וזהו ידיה בעצמי, שאילו היום מפייס אל איסי, באיסי שור, לא יהיה ידיה, ונמצא מסבר אל איסי, שבתי חמירוס נודע, ומשום הוכה, מן דקורס, אין פייסחים חרותה, הוכה כלומר, דבחרותה גרידת אין פייסחים, אלו בחרותה, שהיא מסבור הרס, יופי כזו, ומן דקורס פייסחים חרותה, הוכה כלומר, ובוי פסח אל החרותה ברות, So here the Ram talks, Beferish, there is a Harote that is not Bruho, that's an obscure Harote, and there is a Harote, a clear Harote. In other words, what's a Harote Sheino Bruho? That means, if he says, I'm sorry, but he doesn't explain. He doesn't explain himself, he doesn't analyze himself. Why he's sorry? So that's a Harote Sheino Bruho, that's an obscure Harote. That's an obscure harot. And then there is a harot bore when he explains, he analyzes himself, he analyzes the change of his heart. It's not obscure. He knows it. He tells us exactly why he took the neder at that time, because at that time he was very, let's say, in this case, he was laboring under the impact of loneliness, of wrath, of frustration, of anger, of malice, was angry at the world. No one talked to him. And he realizes, the reason as to why he was in such a mood. So that's a chavot ebruch. That's a chavot ebruch. Now, so then he says, so there are two gesoyes, and he says that the two gesoyes are eilu itamech. That doesn't mean that there is no lakumine between the two gesoyes. He means that in primal analysis, reiyim psak aloche of this by this mandoma, so it's eilu to the same thing. But there is a substantial lakumine between one gesoy and the other. So he says, it's not a Pesach. We should have to yud b'yom. Didn't even Pesach ma'al yahavi. Should we take it or your neighbor? We ordered mecharote. Why did we order mecharote? Only if mecharote she'ein abro. In other words, there are two types of charote. There is an unexplained charote, an obscure charote, and there is a clear charote. And a charote bro. So this is a charote bro. So it's only Tene charote she'ein abro, tene obscure charote. Mishum charote grebe, an obscure charote. And he made such a minyan ba'atzme, shemachmos, he doesn't know himself. And even if in his heart, he knows, as long as he doesn't point it out to the bezin, to the chochem, so it is considered obedient, as if in his heart he didn't know. Shemachmos we need a bit of show. Vize, but in this case, it's charote bro, it's not obscure. Vize o yedea ba'atzme, shemun v'faisin eisei, be'eisei show lo yoyenedea, v'nimtso mizbareya. ונמצא מסבר היסר שמתחמי וסמוד ומשום הוכה ממדי גורס אין פסחים בחרות הוכה קומה ובחרות גרידה אין פסחים אלו בחרות שהיא מסבור הרס יופי כזו וממדי גורס פסחים בחרות הוכה קומה ולבוי פסח אלו חרות הבורא. It seems to me, I didn't see that anyone says it, it seems to me that these two gesoyes depend upon the two lishenis in the Ran before. Now we had two lishenis in the Ran. When the Ran says libchaloch, so the first lashon in the Ran is that in a, even in the case where the neder has isari for the fact that he took the neder, but if he's not mivara the charote, he doesn't know himself. He doesn't say why he felt that way at the time of Neder, and why he feels now differently. So it's still not a good charote. It's still not a good charote. So according to that lashon, so the mandoma who says peischim becharote, so even the mandoma who says peischim becharote, so it's only charote bruro, but charote she'ein bruro, everybody agrees that in peischim. And the mandoma, so according to the first question around before, according to the mandoma, in Pesach in Becharote, it means that even Becharote Bruro is in Pesach. Only Pesach. Only Pesach. What's the difference between Pesach and Becharote Bruro? You see, Becharote is an emotional thing. The intellect, the reasoning, logic doesn't play any role in Becharote. The emotions. The emotions are working. But in Pesach is an intellectual thing. Intellectual thing. So now, we'll see, I mean, that there is a machlokes l'sheni. Let's say, be Pesach, when the chocham is matia, al be Pesach, does it have to be coupled with charote too, or not? So there are l'sheni who hold that when he's matia be Pesach, so it has to be coupled with charote as well. Just, and there are l'sheni who hold, no. If the ground of the Atoras Chochem is Pesach, it doesn't have to be coupled with Charote. Pesach is an intellectual thing. When the Neder mentions a Pesach, so he's very cold, very intellectual. He just mentions, he says, he just evaluates. He evaluates the facts as a realist, without any emotions. So he says, had I known that he had been a Sefer, that he is a seafarer, or that he would become a seafarer within the next few weeks, I wouldn't have taken the feather. It does not necessarily have to be sorry. He might even be happy, but he's just telling us the facts. Under what circumstances he would have taken the feather that he took, and under what circumstances he would not have taken. It doesn't mean that he is sorry. He might be sorry and he might not be sorry. It's an intellectual thing. But chavote is purely emotional. So, according to the first lashon in the round before, when he says, "Tleima hoyolim cho miyushet, olecha bishosh netarto damachsho v'inchotei et midricho, adayin, lo shemiyim zedim lechatorei tzel akhe, v'yabe kai gavne lo yichavote mikre, yichavote mikore b'inon, oy lo yoyim cho miyushet olecha shemiti hakas etarto asha tetei ala rishemiz." So according to that lashon, the mandoma who says, even the mandoma who says peace from chavote, only chavote bruch. And the mandoma who says in place of chavote, it means even chavote. According to the second lashon, he says libcho shoyel cho bishosh el darto alecho adayin shereitzat v'nidoch adachshon el shemiyim zeh ve'il lechato mischaret bei mischaret bei. So as long as he is sorry, even chavote sheino bruch. So according to mandoma peace from chavote. According to Mandoma, peace in Chavote, the Chavote Shene Bruhoi is equivalent. Is equivalent. And according to Mandoma, ain't peace in Chavote, so the Chavote Shene Bruhoi is not equivalent. But the Chavote Bruhoi could be equivalent, according to the second version of Ran, even according to Mandoma, who says ain't peace in Chavote. Because according to the second version of Ran, so the whole machlekes is to whether peace in Chavote and ain't peace in Chavote is in respect to the pure Chavote. It's pure Chavote. A Chavote that is not analyzed, it is not self-analyzed. But a Chavote that is plural, that is self-analyzed, a clear Chavote, that is clear to him exactly why he felt that way before and why he feels now differently. So that it could be, even according to Mandoma, in peace from the Chavote, that it could be effective, that the Nechochem could be effective. Now, so, the one Lashon is, he says, V'hakel yon tamechod, in other words, as far as Rabbi Bar Avunah is concerned, so Rabbi Avunah's psak is the same, whether we are gere same pace in the chavote, or we are gere is pace in the chavote. So he says, "Umishmoch emam di gores in pace in the chavote." Horekoma di becharote greide in pace. Now it seems reasonable that seen if we are gere is in pace. Bicharote. So the meaning of impeisrim bicharote is this, that the expression impeisrim bicharote has the same meaning as the expression impeisrim bicharote before. What the Gemara mentioned before, where Omer Abase Chochem Ashur Hatel Kinaboni Doma Ol Kosovar impeisrim bicharote. So since the same expression is used here by Abase, and as it is used by Rabbi Bar Avunah, so probably has the same meaning. So if in the expression in Pesach B'chavote, when Rabbi Bar Avunah uses it, means Horekamot B'chavote greater than Pesach, that an obscure Chavote is not the ground for Et HaChochem. Obscure. So that means when Rabbase said that in Pesach B'chavote, an obscure Chavote is no ground to be Pesach, to be Matin. But a Chavote Brure. So, even according to Ravaz, it could be a ground for Atoras Vachem. So, mainly it follows that according to Mandoma, who says, Peisrim b'charote, so even obscure charote is a ground. It's obscure charote, right? But, so, Umshimoche Mandi Gores in Peisrim b'charote, Horekoma, the b'charote greatest in Peisrim. An obscure charote is no ground for Atochem. Elo b'charote shim is barres. Yofi kozu. So Rabbi Bar Avunah passes like Rabbas. But that means that according to the other mandoma who says face in the charote, so even obscure charote is about. Then, but how does he passen that an obscure charote is no bound? And a chavote brure, easy one. Uman the core is pesach in the chavote, hoche korma. We boy pesach, now according to the Girse, the trabe v'ravune holds pesach in the chavote, so obviously the expression here, pesach in the chavote, has the same meaning as the expression before. So, hoche korma, we boy pesach, el chavote brure. So that, but only because Rabbi Ravuna holds Pesach in the Charote. So that means, according to the second Roshi, so Rabbi Ravuna holds Pesach in the Charote. So that means Charote Brure. Charote Brure. And Charote Sheine Brure not. So that, then it follows that the Mandoma who says Ein Pesach in Charote, so even Charote Brure is Ein Pesach. But it's only an Echot as far as the Shite of Rabbi Baravune is concerned, it's in an echot. Because according to both Gersois, Rabbi Baravune holds a charote brure is a ground for et chochem, a charote, an obscure charote, a charote grede, is not a ground. But according to the second Roshan here, so the machlekes is only in a charote brure. But in Chavot Hashem Ebrure, so everyone agrees that Ein Pesach. According to the first version, here just the reverse. So as far as the view of Rambam Ravuna is concerned, it's Eilulilach. So it follows that the second version in this Ram is in line with the first version in the previous Ram. And the second version in the previous Ram is in line with the first version in this, in the second Ram, in this. Now one second. Now, so this is the pshat, Pesach in b'charote or in Pesach in b'charote. So according to the Ram's pshat, the Mandoma who says Pesach in b'charote means that charote is a ground for etachot. And the Mandoma who says in Pesach in b'charote is holds that charote is not a ground for et hachochem. But the Abdulishin is around what charote. Whether the machlekes has reference to a charote bruro or en charote shein bruro. Everybody agrees that in Pesri or the reverse. That the machlekes has reference to charote shein bruro. En charote bruro, everybody agrees that Pesri. But according to the Ram's pshat, both machines are Ram. The Mandoma who says Pesach in the Charote, he holds that Charote is a ground for Etachochem, and the Mandoma who says Ein Pesach in the Charote holds that Charote is not a ground for Etachochem. Now let's see, that's the Ram's pshat. According to both machines, the two Rishonim are only consider what kind of charote the machlekes deals with, whether it deals with a charote brure or a charote grede. But according to both Rishonim in the Ram, the Mandoma who says Pesach b'charote holds that charote is a ground for et hachochem, and the Mandoma who says Ein Pesach b'charote holds that charote is not a ground for et hachochem, only Pesach. All right. Now, let's see how Rashi explains it. Let's see Rashi. Elokein dalet nidorim. Halohu. Mahanu dishorim shlezim mamish. Aloshon nidorim ato Rashi lahatrat shizchor. Tanei damatz. Kosov arim peischim b'charot. Shein chochom. Now, Rashi here says, Aloshon nidorim ato Rashi lahatrat shizchor. Tanei damatz. Kosov arim peischim b'charot. Shein chochom rashoi lifteach. Vilei malei. No doubt that I did not have done. We know the camel. Allah made the Ruji Sari Trilo, the Yifta, the Yemalay, Loy Das Kino Darti, the Upi Seah Trilo Beharot. So Rashi says, Kosova in Pesach in Harote, that the Chochem doesn't have the right, cannot initiate the man. In other words, the Mandoma who says in Pesach in Harote, whereas according to the Ram, the Mandoma who says in Pesach Charote holds the Charote is not a ground for Atas Chochem, so according to Rashi Midorim, everybody agrees that Charote is a ground. פחד החוכן. But the Mandovar says, אין פסח מחרות, hold that while חרות, without פסח, is a ground for את החוכן, but the חוכן cannot initiate חרות. He has to, the neder has to initiate. Let's say, if in other words, if the neder comes to the person and says, I would like you to be, has to be taken by the neder himself. By the neder himself. In other words, what does it mean? He cannot. He cannot. What's the pshat? Siniseh. What is it? It's oseh. It's ilav de aiseh. Nisreseh. For the chochem to initiate. I mean, what? He will not be either an iseh, the chochem, even if he initiates. So. But it means, after all, what's the basis of atayatoras chochem? So, except for the Shita of the Ramban, so most Rishayim hold that both had Hatoras Chochem on the basis of Pesach and Hatoras Chochem on the basis of Charote. So, in final analysis, it becomes a Toyes. Through the Hatoras Chochem, it becomes another Toyes. So, Mimele, the Madoma, who says, in Pesach and Charote, says, when can we say? When can we say that it becomes a toyes if the chochem didn't lead the neder to his charote? But if the chochem initiated the matter and he led him into it, he made him, you know, the way the psychiatrist, I mean, the way they act, they lead the patient, the client, you know, to certain things. So if the chochem led him into this charote, so then it cannot become toyes. Even if the Chochem says 1,000 times, Mutaloch Mutaloch. When does it become retroactively toys if the Charote took place by itself? Through the initiating of the Neder himself. But if the Neder was led to this Charote, to this expression of remorse, by the Chochem, then it doesn't become toys. So it's not that it's also to the Chochem to initiate. He can initiate, but if he does initiate the matter, and he leads him, he leads the neder to express remorse, so then the atonement is not effective. And the Bandoma who says Pesach mecharote, that means that the chochem is at liberty even to initiate the remorse, but it doesn't matter how the remorse took place, even though it was done through the initiative of the chochem. But as long as in final analysis, the neder really has remorse, unless he's mishaken, Yes, he's a faker and he tries to deceive us. So Yerushalayim say that in Hanami you have to make sure the person has to make sure that the neder is sincere in what he says, that he's not deceiving. But if the Chochem Ishur is convinced, if the Chochem is convinced that the neder is very sincere about his remorse, even though he was led to the remorse, to the Chavate, through the Nishin Chochem, it still becomes a difference. That's Hasbet. Does anyone have here Gemara? No one has to go out on Gemara here. Okay, all right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, according to all the Rishonim here, whether the Ran's pshat or Rashi's pshat here, Rashi Midorah's pshat, or any other pshat, whatever pshat there is, there are other pshatim too. But whatever pshat, according to all the pshatim, except Rashi Midorah, so the Mandoma who says Pesachim b'charote is a meikil. Peschim b'charot is a meikil, and Mandoma who says in Peschim b'charot is a macht. Now according to Ran, so the Mandoma who says Peschim b'charot, the charot can be used as a ground for a Torah socher, is a meikil. Mandoma who says in Peschim b'charot cannot be used as a ground, is a macht. According to Rashi's Pshatu, the Mandoma who says Peschim b'charot, the chochem can initiate the remorse, and so is a meikil. The Mandoma who says in Peschim, he cannot initiate the matter, so is a macht. According to Rashi, may have been just the reverse. That the Mandoma who says Peschim is a machne, and the Mandoma who says Ein Peschim is a making. But it's not just Nachkemine, whether this one is a making or this one is a machne. Rashi's pshat is not together different pshat. According to Rashi, so the Mandoma who says Peschim b'charote, Rashi Meir, of some doubt. So, according to Rashi, so the Mandoma who says, Peschim b'charote, Mandoma who says, Peschim b'charote, he is a machne. He holds that charote by itself cannot be used as a ground for hetechot, but it must be coupled with Pesach. So according to that Mandoma, a chochem can only be matir if the neder expresses remorse and he also mentions a pesach. The Mandoma who says ein peschim, so he's making. You don't have to couple the charote with the pesach. Charote by itself is enough. So mainly it follows that Pesach by itself is also enough. So in other words, so that means that according to Rashi's Pshat Neirav, the Mandoma who says Peschim b'charot is a machmir. He says, you have to couple charote with Pesach. You have to couple charote with Pesach. So a Torah's chochem can only take place, he can only take effect, if there is a combination of Pesach and charote. The Mandoma who says, in Peschim is a maker. You don't have to couple Pesach with Charote. Charote by itself is a ground. But everybody knows that Pesach is a ground. And since Charote is a ground by itself, so then it follows that Pesach is also a ground by itself. That's according to Mandoma who says Ein Peschim. But the Mandoma who says Peschim, so that means that neither Pesach by itself is a ground for a Torah, nor Charote by itself is a ground for a Torah. But the combination of the two, Pesach and Charote together, is a ground, is a composite ground for Etachon. So Teisves, of course, is Chelek, the name of Abnetam, Daf Samadalet on the base in Eretz. Ein Peschim, Becharote. צורך לחוכם נמצא פסח לשאיר, שיהיה לו פסחם פה, למה? לדעס כן לו נדעת, ואילו הוא יסי ידע שכנו, לא יויסי נדע, ונמצא נדע מקמל. אין פסחים, אין צורך לפתח לבחרותי, אלא חוכם יקרה. אף על פי שאין אמיץ לי טעם הקיר. So in other words, you see, as I said before, חרותי is an emotional thing. Pesach is an intellectual thing. Pesach is an intellectual thing. So the Mandoma who says Pesach in Becharote, so in order to, that the Chochem should be capable of being Mater in Edea, then there are two prerequisites. First of all, the Nedea must have remorse, must express remorse, Mikore, Charote Mikore, and then he must also show intellectually that had he been aware of all the circumstances at the time of the Neder, just as he is aware now of the circumstances, he wouldn't have done. But sometimes a person might present this intellectual analysis of the circumstances that he knew at the time of the Neder versus the circumstances that he discovered now, and still not have remorse. So then, according to Mandoma, Pesach in Becharote, the Chochem could not be Mata. And according to Mandoma, in Pesach in Becharote, so the Chochem could be Mata, just by Charote itself. But then, when it's Pesach, so then, according to him, it could be Mata on the basis of Pesachite. Now, then the Mordechai, in Shavuos, in the Bes Yosef, Reish Chof Ches mentions that pshat, and that it seems that he is not the yochid, the chite. The Mordechai mentions in the name of Rabbi Yisit Pchir Sheir. Now the Daskin in Malatin Sves constantly, and Chumash mentions pshotim in the name of Rabbi Yisit Pchir Sheir. But Tisves in Shas, doesn't mention. So the Mordechai in Shavuos mentions another pshat in the name of Rabbi Yisit Pchir Sheir. So he says, now, apparently he was also bothered by that kasha. Now, here there is a machlokes whether it's Pesach Mechavot or not. Obviously, Pesach is a ground for Hetachoch. There we find a Mishnah that Nidrish Gogeis is Muter Abenishio at the very outset, without an Hetachoch. And then we find the Mishnah of Samar Dalet, that Bineilo Edemach, which is Rabbazan Chachomim, and we pass for the Chachomim. So the question is, when is an Eder null and void Abenishio who doesn't require an Hetachoch? When is an Eder capable of HaTorah, of becoming revoked, Limafreya, but only through HaTorah Zvochem, and when is it incapable of being nullified? So, Rabbi Pchir Sheir says that there are three situations. If it is a new circumstance, Ligamre, and an unpredictable circumstance, so then there is a machlokes Rabbeinu and the Chachomim, and of course we pass like the Chachomim. So it's incapable of being revoked by Chachomim. If it is an old circumstance, but an Eder at the time of an Eder was not aware of that circumstance, but objectively it existed, and then he discovered it, so then we don't have to resort. That's the Pchir Sheir shite also. So then we don't have to resort to Hetachoch. Then it's Nidrish Gogeis. When is it capable of being revoked? But only through Hetachoch, Hetachoch is required. That is, if it's a new circumstance. But if it's korei, we smotsu, if it's predictable, let's say the circumstances were such that while this person was not a sefer at the time of the neder, but it was something that could have been predicted. Every reasonable person every reasonable person, so I mean, could have predicted. Let's say, took an edder, I shouldn't have annoyed from this person, and then that person 5 years later became a doctor. And I mean, this is Dom Hamotzu. Everyone wants to be a doctor. Some melee. It's Dom Hamotzu. So then it can be used as a ground for a Torah Sochem. So he says that is the machlekes. So he says that is the machlekes. Now that's the machlekes between the mandoma who says peischim bechavote, or the mandoma who says ein peischim bechavote. In other words, the Mandoma who says Peischim Bechavote holds that even according to the Rabbonon of Reblezer, who say in Peischim Neile, so that's only in Neile Chein Motzu, but in Neile Da Motzu is Peischim Bechavote. The Mandoma who says in Peischim Bechavote, so he holds that according to the Rabbonon of Reblezer, So even in Neilet that is Motzu cannot be used as a Pesach. But Rabbi Yisrael Prasher agrees with one point in Rashi Shitei Neilet. Just as Rashi explains in Eretz that Pesachim Bechavote means that you join Pesach with Chavote, but according to Rashi it means that you have to join Pesach with Chavote. In other words, Chavote by itself is not a ground, but only when Chavote is coupled with Pesach, in Pesach. So, and according to the Mandoma who says in Pesach with Chavote, so Chavote itself is a ground. Chavote itself is a ground. Rabbi Yisrael Prasher, according to Rabbi Yisrael Prasher, so the Mandoma who says Pesach with Chavote holds that a Pesach in Neilet that is Motzu can be coupled with Chavote to as a basis for a Torah Schochem. And the Mandoma who says in Pesach in Chavote, so no Pesach that is Neilet, even though it's in Neilet HaMotzu, can be joined to Chavote to serve as a ground for Etah Chochem. So in other words, so according to that Mandoma, what kind of a Pesach has to be used? A circumstance that existed all the time, but he wasn't cognizant. In other words, so then he'll have to say, so why do we need HaTorah Sochem? The answer is because Nidrish Goge is according to that one, and I will have to say the same thing. Is only when is it null and void at the very outset without any etachochem, when there is a mistake as to the identity. But if there is no mistake as to the identity, so just he wasn't cognizant of a certain circumstance, and if he had been cognizant, he wouldn't have taken an edah. So then it is not. This is one way of saying, but it's possible. So then we'll have to say that Rabbi Yisrael Prasher also agrees with the oneness of those Rishonim who distinguish between two kinds of Nidrish Gogeis, and Nidrish Gogeis that are based upon a mistake as to the identity of the person, and another kind of Nidrish Gogeis. But it's possible that Rabbi Yisrael Prasher doesn't discuss that. But so it's possible that according to Rabbi Yisrael Prasher, so Enoch Name, any mistake as to a circumstance that existed objectively at the time should nullify the neder at the very outset without any Torah Sochem. But in order to be null and void at the very outset, so the mistake as to a certain circumstance that existed objectively should be of such nature that the average person would not have taken the neder had he been cognizant of that circumstance. But suppose the neder was not aware of a certain circumstance that existed objectively at that time. Had he been aware, so he tells us, he wouldn't have taken it. And we believe it. So we're not doubting His word. We believe Him. But because He knows Himself. But there is no undene in regard to any other person that the average person would. The average person would not have taken an Eder. Let's say other people would have taken an Eder, even if they had been aware of the circumstance. But he tells us that he, knowing himself so well, would not have taken an Eder, had he been cognizant of that circumstance. So mainly it's not Kiddush Bavis. In other words, because in Kol HaTorah Kol Eder, because Rabbi Yisrael Peshe holds that the din of Toyes, the din of Toyes of Nidrish Bogeis is the same, is based upon the same Gdorim as Toyes in Kol HaTorah Kol Eder. Now, what is Toyes in Kol HaTorah Kol Eder? If there is an Unden Nemuchach that the person wouldn't have made a Kinyan had he known of a certain circumstance. Let's say, suppose somebody buys a behemoth, and then he finds, then it's found out that behemoth has tuberculosis. So if, let's say, the behemoth developed tuberculosis 1 minute after the sale, after the purchase, so then it's not Toyes. So it's just too bad, it's his mazel. But if it turns out that at the time of the purchase, the behemoth was already afflicted with tuberculosis, so the average person would not have agreed to buy a behemoth that has tuberculosis. So maybe it's Toyes. But suppose the behemoth has this a minor wound, I mean, most people don't even care about it. But this lekeach happens to care about it. So then it wouldn't be considered a Toyes. Because it's Dvoshe Noer. Only if there is an Unden Nemuchach. So in other words, so according to Rabbi Yitzchak Rasheya, so the Mandoma who says, Pesrin Becharote, so it means, first of all, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Rasheya, so a Pesach cannot be used by itself, without Charote, it cannot be used by itself as a ground for Torah Sochet. There must always be a combination of the Pesach and Charote, according to everybody. It must, according to Rabbi Yisrael Prasheya, there is no Mandomar in the Gemara who holds that Charote by itself is a ground for Torah Sochet. And there is no Mandoma who holds that Pesach by itself without remorse is a ground for Torah Sochet. There must be a combination of both, a Pesach and Charote, according to everybody. But the Mandor Maru says, Pesachim Becharote, he holds that you can join a Pesach of Inile, the Hamotzu, together with Charote. The Mandor Maru says, a Pesachim Becharote holds you cannot join a Pesach in Inile, the Hamotzu, with Charote. So in order to be mati, in order for him to be able to be mati, he must present charote, he must show, and he must express charote, and he must show a pesach in a circumstance that existed objectively at that time. So then the chacham can be mati. These are the several shittes, the several pshotim here in this gemara. All right, now who does the kamei Ravasi? Omele kadu toyi, omele loy, mishai. Ahu os the kamer ablezer, omele boyis the day, omele loy, ilu loy meragdeli loy binon klum, omele teheki uboyis. Hayit se daat da daat le brate, aso the kamer abiecha, omele ilu abi daat da hamde megiota the shchein the neighbors, alo the bratoch about your daughter, ilu chomes boyim loy the mother had not seen in her, had not observed terrible things, milin da azive, birdili adarte, mi adarte. Omale loy vishav.
Here in the Dorim. the Zayin Shvati Tov Shalom and Ches, January 24th, 1978, on Tuesday.
If the Chuppah Beis Hamikdash itself is the Pesach, so then we say the Chuppah Beis Hamikdash, the Chuppah Beis Hamikdash is an event, because at the time of the Netel the Beis Hamikdash existed. It's a future circumstance. But if not the Chuppah Beis Hamikdash is the Pesach, but the fact that he would have said, if at the time when he took the Neder, while the Beis Hamikdash had existed, if people had come to him and say, why are you so emotional? Why are you so hasty? Don't you know that there is a great possibility that the Beis Hamikdash will soon be destroyed? And had it been done, he would have said, oh, if there is such a possibility, I'm certainly not going to take the Neder. But this never happened. We are only imagining. So what kind of a Pesach is it? What kind of a Pesach is it? So he mentions the Gemara, Ilu bo yubnei odom pesachu. So according to the Ran in our Gemara, there it's not Pesach, because it didn't happen. The yubnei odom didn't appease him. They still didn't appease him. Even now they didn't. So the Ram, the High Time, explains it on the basis of Chavot and Brure, not on the basis of Pesach. But the Rosh happens to explain it on the basis of Pesach, not the Aho Gemara, that now Yud Neodom did a piece. So we understand over there, but here it didn't happen. The people did not tell him at the time of the Neder that there is a possibility that Samikdash should be destroyed. So how does he equate with one with the other? But it is obvious that the Rosh was not chazer from his explanation of the Gemara Nidorim, that Hilu Hoyub Neodom Shifai Sucho, that now 10 people come and they are Mephiasim, and they each uses the Pesach. So how does he apply that to here? So apparently, he, you see, now the question can be raised, and the Rosh in our Gemara. Now the Rosh in our Gemara, he is chilek on the Ram, and he holds that he will hold you Yud Neodom if I so she pesucho. So it means that they are now. They were. When she came before Rabbi Bar Avune, she already had 10 people who had, she or he had already 10 people that who are Mephiasim. So it is, but the question is, how was Rabbi Bar Avune matir the neder of this person? But that's neilat. This is a new circumstance. At the time of the neder, no one has been mephiasim. If, let's say, the case had been that at the time he took the neder, there were people already waiting in the waiting room to be mephiasim, and he didn't know. And then he found out that 10 people were already waiting in the waiting room for him to be mephiasim. Then it wouldn't be neilat. But that wasn't the case. So it's only now that people try to be mephiasim. So it's a new development. So it's neilat. So how does the Rosh explain it? So the Rosh himself explained it here. Kosovar in Pesach Bicharote, with Yehud Tzrach Mitzri Pesach Zeh, Vinele Gloi Habe, Ki Motsu Hu Sheyak Pidu Kribo Vyavo, Asher Odom, Al Mashen Odom. Because the Rosh agrees with the Rishenim, that only a Nele Cheyni Motsu, and this is a Nele Damotsu. So we may lay, now, so this is a Nele Damotsu, normal. It's a Nele Damotsu. So apparently the Shita of the Rosh is, one would say that the criterion whereby we determine as to whether a certain neilat is a neilat hamotzu or not motzu, whether it's a predictable circumstance, whether it was predictable circumstance or not, at the time of the neder, it has to be considered not from the point of view of that individual who took the neder, but from the point of view of the average person. Not from the point of view of this individual. So in other words, let's say this over there, asom yodom shifai sucho. So the average person, whenever a person takes an eder because he's under, he's laboring under the impact of wrath, of emotions, so if a number of people would be nice to him, he would take an eder. So in other words, so it is predictable not only from the point of view of this person, but it's predictable from the point of view of the average person. But the sheet of the Rosh is not. That whether a nilad is a nilad amotsu or nilad cheini motsu has to be considered from the point of view of this individual. And we don't care what another person would, how another person would feel. Whether, even if we know that another person, would have taken the neder anyway, but as long as it is determined that this person, with his peculiar psychology, mentality, would not have taken, even if we know that from the point of view of the average person, it's not predictable, but as long as from the point of view of this person, this individual, it is predictable, so it's considered motzu. In other words, whether it doesn't have to be motzu in regard to every person, to the average person. If it is motzu in respect to that person, so how can we determine whether from the point of view of that person, so it was predictable or not? So then, if we ask him, So he says, "You who you boy in anoshi, who you nesting lechomeitzo, shall you to do? Ula yichove beisamidosh, terem klois nizilushem, klumo yisem nizrim." In other words, because like this, a person doesn't think. You know, a person doesn't think in the while the beisamidosh exists, when the beisamidosh is going to be chovev now. Many people don't even want to entertain such thoughts in their imagination. But, so the melee, we can determine as to whether it is predictable, whether the Chuv Beis Hamikdash was a predictable circumstance in the mentality of that individual who took the letter of Nizires by asking him. Suppose someone would have come to you at the time you took the letter of Nizires, and he would say, "You know, I'm afraid that the Beis Hamikdash will become Chorev pretty soon. Maybe within half a year, the Beis Hamikdash will become Chorev." So certain people, if you tell them, they would become angry at you and they would start screaming at you. "What are you talking?" But other people would not start screaming at you. So that was, this is the way, certain Jews, before the Holocaust, when they were told by certain people that the Holocaust is coming, because there were certain people who predicted the Holocaust. There were a number of people who predicted the Holocaust. And as a matter of fact, the Yosemeach is one of those who predicted the Holocaust in the Meshach Chochmo and in the Chikei side. So he predicted the Holocaust. Not only he predicted the Holocaust, but he even predicted that Germany will be the one who will bring the Holocaust upon the Jewish people. The Yosemeach. In Pashbach Yisrael. So, alright, the Yosemeach was a big goyim, but they were other people who were not gaining, who also predicted the Holocaust. I mean, Jabotinsky was not a goyim, but he also predicted the Holocaust. So, but there were other people, whenever it was mentioned to them, they started to scream. And to insult those who predicted the Holocaust. So, Memele, here, this is what the Rosh is saying. Peschim, so he says, "Avol peschim bitnai neilat. Avol peschim bitnai neilat." So, in other words, we have to determine whether, in the mentality of this neder, the Chum Beis Hamikdash, before it was Chorev, was a possibility, or it was a silly myth. Something that only a person who is, whether maybe that person thought that such a possibility can only be conjured up by a person who is not known. So how can we determine as to whether this nadir would have considered that as a possibility or not? By asking him. So we ask him, Elohoyu aboim anoshim voyoneistin lichom eitzo shaloi todu ulai yichor b'samigdosh terem klisin z'reishchem klubo yisem neizrim. So if they say we would be neidim, so why would they neidim? They're not crazy. I mean, why should a person take a neder of nizires if he thinks that he might end up being the Isur Nizires for the rest of his life? Now, he is interested in taking Nizires only for 30 days, or for a year, or for 2 years, and if the Bisadir shall be Choreb, so then, for the rest of his life, he will be also a Mishias Yai. So, if he says that even if people had told me the Bisamigdosh don't take any of Nizires, because the Bisamigdosh might be Choreb, and then you'll have to be Neid Nizires for the rest of your life, not just for 30 days. And he would say, I still would have taken any of Nizires. So what does that mean? Because he wouldn't have believed that. That means that he has that kind of a mentality. In other words, we believe his own evaluation, his own self-analysis. So that means that he would have considered that as far-fetched. So from the point of view of his thinking, his mentality, so this is an Eilat Sheini Motzo. So he pays him. But if he would say, if people had suggested that to me, no one suggested it to me, so I didn't think of it. But if anybody had suggested to me that possibility, I certainly would have refrained from taking it out of Nizires. Why should I take a chance and be naked Nizires for the rest of my life, not to drink wine for the rest of my life, and not to cut my hair for the rest of my life? So that means that in evaluating himself, in analyzing his own psyche, his own mentality, he thinks that from his point of view, then it was something like it. So this is how the Rosh explains it. So Mimele, so this, the Pshat of the Rosh here is in line with the Pshat of the Rosh in Yom. Alright, now, the Gemara, that for Beis Amidah. Ba'brati di Rav Yana, Sobe. Also, the Kame di Rav Yana is Sobe. Omale, you have your dad. The Paschim bin Kosoch um Mashkishim Yehudov. In other words, he had an idea. And then Rav Yana Sobe said to him, if you knew that on account of the neder you took, so all your maisim will be investigated more thoroughly than before. Umisham shibutor minotaros. Amalei loy. Visham. So that is also a good part. That is also a good Pesach. Why is it so that a more thorough scrutiny is made after a person takes an eder? So the Ram says, "Shemitayich shehu neidir, nireh shehu marzik atzmi kechosim, shehu yikoshel benitrei," because it's also to take an eder on account of the possibility of mechsheili. But if someone does it in such a way that it's that the mechshel is highly unlikely, so then it's all right. Now, so if someone takes an eder, that means he considers himself as a person who does not have to be afraid of mechshel. So since he considers himself as a chosi, so then it's mimash mishin guvde. ומדרכך מן השמיים פסחים פינקס חיי סוף ומשמשים במאז. אורא. משם. אומר רבא. מי קרוי? How do you know that as a result of Eneda, so Pesrim Sriesov Shamshin Vaisov, Vaachar Midorim Levakim, Mekeshki. Mekesh Odom, Yom HaKodesh, Vaachar Midorim Levakim. So that means that they are mevake. The avogav the posach of Yanai. Avogav the posach of Yanai lay, even though Rabbi Yanai used it as a pesach, anan loy pasach in lay. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yanai. We are not pesach in that. We cannot use that as a pesach. Why not? It's very good pesach. So why not? Because this might throw him off balance. When you mention something like that to a neder, do you know that it's a result of that neder? So if you knew that it's a result of that neder, so in Hashemayim, your maisim will be scrutinized and investigated so thoroughly, more than anybody else's maisim. So then he immediately becomes disposed to say, of course I wouldn't have taken that neder. Even though in the depth of his heart, he knows that he would have taken a neder. But he will not be sincere with us. Or maybe he will not even be sincere with himself. So Mimele, it cannot be used as a peasant. And something else cannot be used as pesach for the same reason, because it might throw him off balance. The Omer Rabbi Barachone, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, my posach li Ram Gamliel Ahusome, Ram Gamliel also. So was matter in there, and he used something as a pesach. Yesh beite, yesh, it's a posach, yesh beite kibit keres cheret. Uloshi chachomi marpe, kol habeite. Beit means like Peter's Messiah. So it means one who verbalizes Nidori. So holy Dekhri Becheret, El Loshen Chachomim Marbi. So again, if this is mentioned to him, so it might throw him off balance, and it might not be genuine in his expressions in Shire to the Chochem. So it cannot be used as a pesach. Will you pass him about a Hanis? Tanya, have no slave here. Hanidah will be on a bomb of one kind of Kilmak will call. So, Bereisha Pasrim, that's what the Gemara says at first. That if we just mention Hanidah will be on a bomb of, that's not so. This expression is not saturated with so much awe and terror. Kilbonabom. But one can be to makhul akom, that means that he's very serious chetet, because to makhul kom kochekut, so there's a chiyuv kores. So if Besdin tells him that did you know that when you take a neder and you are mikayim the neder, so then it is considered, you are considered so guilty as if you were makhlev kochim mechutz, so that might throw him off balance. But reishe is not so terrible. So reishe pasrino. We say the abay omar pasrino, robo maloi pasrino, because that too, he might impose a lot of terror on him. So he might throw him off balance. Rav kame maslo shmaitze badilish. After yume maslo, we say the certainly loi pasrino. Reishe abay omar pasrino, robo omar loy pasrino, vihilchese loy pasrino, loy bereishe loy biseife, loy pasrino lo name vishmuel, vashmuel avo pishin kain mitchorosho. So that too might throw him off balance. Alright, now the Rav. הנילך לבוא בו ושעסיס רבו מזוויר בין הדוח ותמיר לבין בו ושל סורק הדייט ללמי דר למיצר כל דרחמון העשרה ממילה ואיסור ויונה מאוסר הנפשי וכל מודי טועה דעד הרבי לבין בו מדום ונאי דרחמון העזר להקום את הפונס Bifnim, as Aaron, Azare, the Lulis, if I love in his bomb, the Hakiba Hut, or Haname, Nader, Achmon, also the Dwar Masun, Kimesi, Hiwa, and my daughter, Achmon, Porsche, Ki and John of Yerushalm, before it pays him with a Yahoo and Mesha Satemo, Elo Shahato, Isi, Olecho, Dwar Machir, Vishaya, Bename, Hailish, Vishi, Nader Matis, because the Hibish in Kopon, Rotso, Nimzo, Kiboyne, Bomo, Umakri, the Hut. והמקיימי כלי משאינים נשאול עוד כאילו יקרה בעלי סופו מקום וחייב בשביל שום שולי חוץ ברי שפסחינו ברי שנפרייס לכם לא סתנמי לכל בונו בו מו פסחו יש לי שנעבי יודעי לו כל כך אם הוא מסחר וליבי הוא נספר יש לנו מרמץ וסייב יש לו איזה פרייס על מקיימי כלי כאילו לקום רוב אמר לא יפסח נתלמי חשב איתך עם רבי ואבו בשביל מסחר איתך אבל בשביל מסחר איתך של מסבי שישקר ולמה שהוא מסחר Omar Rabbanu, my call, the Chisel Dale, how do we know, Shmuel's Din, that Avot Kishem Mikaime, Nitro Osho, Omar Rabbanu, my call, Chisel Dale, the Lube Chachim, Yalu Chelo Chel, Chelo, Ksiv Oche Chisel Dale, Ksiv Hosom, Shom Vishoyim Chodo Reis, Omar Rabbanu, Yisiv, Analam Tiyoni, Kim Nidre Kshayim Omakum, Kim Vishoyim Neda Benozer Vekom Vishoyim. So we see that Midorim is something that befits Erosh. יאו יפחד לו חד לו, דורך האור קורה. וכניסה לו נמדו למחכי, בואו אם לא יישא, אבל יהיה בכוחי. כדי לראשון עם הרבנות המקום משבועי. אל מנה די ראש המיד. אומר רב שמואל ברחמני, אומר רבי נסים, כל הקייס, כל מיני גנים שאירו תמי, שלם הרבה סקה איזה נמחו, ועברו המסורך. ואם רואה לגנים, שלם הקופיל על שם עליהו, גם ראש עולים רואה, ולהיד השלחנו יהיה שאירו תמי, שלנוס על השם רוחו. שום, ראים רגז וחילי עיניים, מידה ונפש, שזהו דבש בכל זניים על הנפש, ראים אלא תחת מייעיץ. אולי בבני סקלר בישראל, נסלב עלי טרם בני חזוי, בעדי. So, the Rosh says, טרם בני חזוי יהודים הוי, they were Jews. There is one Lord Shike in the Shimukhvetzis here that they were going. I mean, it's impossible. The Jew that it should have.